Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knez is off today. Nick Kieser is in, hanging out with me as well. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday as we continue the hockey talk here. We say hello to Aaron Sims, who is the voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, the AHL affiliate of the Nashville Predators, who's been nice enough to join us. You can hear his call as we've been running those games as the ads continue their run. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chase. Things are great, man. It's sunny. We had an interesting morning. As you know, we don't fly charters. So our travel guy, Ryan Costello, had to find us three different flights to get to Dallas. We're at Love Field now. The first group has arrived. The second group will arrive around 10:30, and the third group arrives around noon. And then we'll get on a 1:15 flight to fly out to Palm Springs here today.
Yeah, so because it's a quick turnaround before things get going again in the Western Conference Final after a Game 5 last night. The Admirals win it 5-2. And a guy that, you know, the cool part about this and the reason we're running these games is because a lot of these names that you're calling on a nightly basis, we saw here in Nashville towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
But one that we haven't seen yet that I think people are very excited about, Joachim Kimmel, had a two-goal night last night, including one on the power play. He has been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, he's been magnificent. Right when he got here, it's been so interesting. You know, he's 18 years old. He just turned 19 on April 27th. So, I mean, he is green, but he does not look like it. He came out very first game, threw a couple of hits on guys, and just was in the game right away. It was fantastic. He had 13 points in the regular season in just 14 games, and postseason now he has 5 goals in 8 playoff games and an assist, 2 big goals last night. The power play, the kid can shoot the puck. My goodness, he's got a shot. He's been exciting. He's been, you put him in that Ovechkin spot, he is dangerous. And again, the thing with him is there was really no, he didn't need 3, 4, 5 games to get warmed up. He just hopped up and has been great. He's really been great ever since he got here. And you wouldn't suspect that this guy was 18 years old. You would think he'd been playing 5, 6 years over here in North America. Now, granted, he's played 2 years in the top league in Finland and had some good runs there, obviously. But, boy, oh, boy, what he's done in North America in a very, very short time has to have everybody excited.
Obviously, a team can also go as far as their goaltender will take them. And Yaroslav Askarov has been magnificent through this run as well. What's kind of been, you know, we got to see him for a game up in Nashville this year, but what's kind of been your view on him from the start of the season up until this point as he's continued to grow?
Well, his swagger is fantastic. There's no doubt about that. And that joie de vivre, so to speak, it kind of makes him. You know, they don't want to take that away. David Poile, when the Admirals in Nashville announced their affiliation agreement would be extended for 2 years, and David was in town, and I was talking with David about Askarov, and I said to him something like, have you had a goalie that ever took chances like Askarov? You know, it comes out of the net, he throws a check behind the cage, all of this stuff, right? And I was hoping David would say something from, like, the 1973 Atlanta Flames. Like, I was really looking for an answer like that, and he said, no, he's kind of the one. And I said, but he's got such a joy. And David says, we don't want to take that away from him because that makes him who he is. Yes, there are things he can settle down, but that passion and that fun is what makes him the goalie that he is. Now, he was not great in the series against Texas. Coming into last night, he had an 887 save percentage, which is not great. The Admirals had done a great job, though. They had outshot Texas, and they'd really put the pressure on the other end. Last night, specifically the last two periods, Texas stepped up, and coincidentally, Askarov stepped up too, stopping 28 of 30 over the last couple of periods. Texas is a team, and they play in a building that holds about 6,500 fans. They were all there last night. It's a place where momentum can swing big time. The Admirals had a 4-1 lead in that building back in January in the middle of the second period and ended up losing 5-4 in regulation. So the Admirals coaches at least knew very well what could happen. Yarrow happened to play his best game of the postseason, maybe of the season last night. It was magnificent. Now it needs to carry over because these games get more tense and more tight as we continue. There's only 4 teams left in the playoffs.
Our friend Aaron Sims is with us this morning. They're traveling to Palm Springs to take on the Coachella Valley Firebirds, who are the AHL affiliate for the Seattle Kraken. So, Aaron, this has been a road warrior team, and you already touched on a guy that has been perhaps carrying this team at times when he's playing his best hockey. So you guys are on the road once again in the series. You're going to have the home ice advantage swing in the Firebirds' favor. But what has been so special, in your opinion, about this run on the road for the Admirals this playoffs?
The regular season, the Admirals were phenomenal on the road. They were 23-10, and do the math here, 23-10-3 on the road this season. So they were a great road team all season long. They play a rather simple game, and now with the size that they have, it really helps. McCarron, Rushoff, and Afanasyev being paired up or being put together as a line, those are big bodies that keep the puck deep. They grind. They can get to the net. They do a lot of good things there, and that's kind of what the Admirals want to do with everybody, with all of their lines. So that helps. The special teams were arguably overall the best in the league. They were ranked first in the power play and third on the penalty kill overall in the regular season. That has continued to be excellent in this postseason. So, I mean, those are a couple of keys right there. If they continue to do that, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Coachella Valley, because it's a team the Admirals have never seen ever. I mean, this is their first year of existence, and the teams did not meet at all this season. I can name two players, maybe three off the top of my head, that play there. So there's going to be a lot of homework to see what the Admirals can do. But Carl Taylor is quick to point out, you know, his team will do what they want to do. That's their goal. They need to worry about themselves. And if they're playing right, that means that they're taking bodies, the playoffs. That's when all the other things
Did we lose Aaron? It looks like we did.
I guess so.
He got zapped in the airport at Love Field. We'll see if we can get him back on for a few more minutes. But, again, talking to Aaron Sims, who's the voice of Milwaukee Admirals, that you've been hearing as we've been running those games, as they advanced to the Western Conference Final, defeating Texas last night 5-2, two-goal night by Joachim Kimmel, who we started the interview talking about, and I think we got him back now. Aaron, you got us?
We're here. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what happened, but yeah, we're good.
No, you're all good, Aaron. So, hey, I'll go ahead and change the gear here. So what I've noticed from a couple of forwards that had some valuable time in Nashville, you had Luke Evangelista, played about 24 games in Nashville, but also Tomasino. They've both been so good at passing the puck. So what do you hope to see from them as now they're taking on a team, like you just said before we had that little cutoff? This is a team that they've never seen. So how do you think these rookies can step up here in this next round?
Yeah, well, there's no, you know, the old cliche, there's no rookies at this time of year, right? We played 72 regular season, and now we've played 10 playoff games that have been tough. So really no rookies. Luke's been great, probably the Admirals' best player, best forward anyway, all season long from day one. So Luke has been great. I'm not concerned about him. Phil, honestly, hasn't been really, really that great in the postseason. He's made a couple of plays the last couple of games. He and, you know, Mark Jankowski's a guy, too, that they need to assert themselves a little more. They have the last couple of games, but I think we were all thinking we were going to get a lot more from those two players in particular. But Phil has cranked it up here the last couple of games. There's no doubt about that, making plays and all of that. But I go back to, and this is a Charles Barkley quote, but in the regular season, your good players need to get everybody involved, make everybody feel good. In the postseason, the best player needs to take over. And I think that's what we were expecting with Jankowski, who in this league is a point-a-game player, and Tomasino, who likewise is a point-a-game player in this league and had a nice run at the end of the season in Nashville. So we were hoping for that, and we're starting to see it now 10 games into the postseason. Hopefully that continues and carries over to the Western Conference Finals and hopefully beyond.
Yeah, Aaron, so in another direction I kind of want to go real quick with you is the defenseman. So Mark Delgazzo has been pretty much tearing it up back there as best as he can.
Great.
He's had a couple of shots high up, whether it's been a tip-in or it's gone straight in. And then you've also got, I believe, Jordan Gross has been one of the better guys back there as well. What have you made of their defensive play, not only in their own end, but also offensively?
Well, in with Gross's case, the offense has always been there. He was the Eddie Shore winner last year. He had 65 points, and he was the best offensive defenseman in the league last year. His offensive instincts are second to none, especially in the American Hockey League. He's a little slow of foot, so defensively is where if you have a concern, that's the concern. But he's been great in the postseason, and the team as a whole has been great in the postseason. They've set it up where their defensive scheme, the way they cover, the way they cover for one another, that's been great. So Jordan has been magnificent. He has 11 points in 10 playoff games. Been magnificent. Dale Geis was a guy that we all thought was going to get a call up sometime this season. It didn't work out. Other guys did. Stastny, McEwen, Gravel, Gross. Dale Geis was right in the mix. And this is just a continuation of what he's been doing. I thought last year he was the Admirals' best defenseman. This year, I don't think there were many lulls. He's been awfully good all season long for Milwaukee. The interesting thing here is he played college hockey at UMass, and the goalie there was the goalie for Texas, Matt Murray. And when Mark scored in game three, he had an extra hard celebration. And he said that after the game, he talked with Matt Murray, and Murray knew why he was celebrating, because they were teammates. Now, Mark's shots have been high on him. They were up around the ears, and I don't think goalies like shots whizzing by their heads to begin with, but I kind of suspect that Mark maybe had a little bit of a scouting report on what to do here against his goaltender. He played with him for 3 years, so it worked out. Mark had a great playoff, has had a great playoff so far, and again, I think he's knocking on the door to be getting some minutes in Nashville in the near future.
Well, Aaron, it's a fun ride, and hopefully the ride will continue to be fun, and we'll be listening here in Nashville. But thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure. And listen, thanks to all of you guys down there for running the games. We certainly appreciate it. I know you guys have a vested interest in who these players are. I tweeted out, back in 2006, the last time the Admirals were there, that the roster on that team had probably the two best players in Predators history, Pecorino and Shea Weber, on it. Mm-hmm. So. The support down there has been great. The social media interaction has been great. The Predators putting on the watch parties out in Bellevue has been great. So thank you to everybody down there. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. A pleasure to do it. And we'll be talking to you again soon.
All right. All the best, guys. Thank you.
Thanks. Aaron Sims, voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, joining us here on the program as he does a great job. I actually produced Aaron the couple games that he filled in for Pete Weber probably a decade ago at this point when he got the call up, but always enjoy talking to him. Coming up next, we'll get back into the Titans and our question of the day of a player you want to be talking about on Wednesday after day one of OTAs. Also, Jonathan Hutton at the bottom of the hour. We'll do that next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.